Yeah, we're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, joined here today by Richard Myers. He's the president of Kansas State University, and we're going to talk a little bit about here the North Campus Corridor Project. It's kind of a multi-year project going on in North Manhattan around the university, and I know last month there was a discussion at the City Commission meeting right before the holiday about sort of kicking that off here at the Kimball and College Avenue intersection here. How pleased are you to see that moving forward?
I think what I'm excited about is this is a really great partnership between the university, the city, Riley County, other affiliates, and the region and the state. Everybody has helped with a piece of this, or will help as we finish. But this is all around the National BioAgri Defense Facility. That huge national lab that's being built will open here in a couple of years, trying to prepare for the companies, attract companies that will want to come here and be near that national lab. There are already some international companies that have located here. There will be more, I think people predict, in the future. In fact, one of the studies done when NBAF was being considered by an outside group said that this should generate, 3,600 to 5,000 jobs by 2035, and these will be generally high-quality jobs. So you have to have the environment where companies want to come here and not stop in Kansas City or stop in Lawrence or somewhere else. And so that's what the North Campus Corridor is all about, taking a two-lane country road back in the day to make it to put in the infrastructure up there along Kimball and north and south of some of the major intersections a little bit as well, to make it that kind of attractive atmosphere and a safe atmosphere, traffic-wise and so forth, to attract outside companies to come to Manhattan. The partnership, as you mentioned, with the city is great. That's why we often get ranked in the Princeton Survey. We're always in the top five of town-gown relations, because I was at that commission meeting right before Christmas, and it was, the commissioners had a tough decision to make, and that was whether to continue putting money into this project. And I think we're either phase five or six of 13 phases, so we're moving along. But they voted unanimously to support this project, which is very gratifying, I think, for everybody in the community that wants to see, the kind of facilities and infrastructure that will support really good job growth and so forth. This is an important part of that. And I just want to say one more time, the relationship with the city, I think we've partnered in so many ways, because the university is putting money into this as well. But and the county, like I said, there are a lot of people that are helping, but really gratifying to have these kind of partners. I think it's what sets Manhattan apart when you look at cities that are growing in Kansas where people want to be. This makes us very, very attractive, and I think that's good for the citizens of this great city.
Well, that is a well-traveled corridor, maybe one of the more well-traveled corridors in the entire city. And just seeing some of the drawings of what that's going to look like over the next 15 years, it's going to look drastically different.
And I think but people might lose. Yes, it'll be a lot more attractive, but it's also going to be a lot safer. It'll be a divided four-lane. And as people know now, you're traveling 45 miles an hour, and there's no divider. Left-hand turns, lanes are not there. That's only going to get worse as more people come to that North Corridor to locate as they start. There may be another new office building in the office or office park up there here in the next couple of years. Just a lot more traffic that has to be handled in a safe way. One of the things that was presented at the commission meeting was the number of accidents that happened along Kimball. And, of course, part of the city's responsibility is to make sure as they design an infrastructure that it's safe. And so that's a big part of this. There's a big safety push here too. So we want people, when they come to Manhattan, to kind of have a wow effect. And there's lots of part of this town. I was just downtown last night for dinner, and just looked around and said, this is a really attractive community. It's just attractive. And the things the city's doing, all the road work, which irritates us, of course, when we're driving around and seeing a detour sign or can't go there sign. I always think about, long-term, what this does to the attractiveness of this city. And that's not just for economic development. That's what attracts students and their families, too. They come here and say, wow, this is a great little city. And it is. And K-State, we want to be good partners in all that. It's important. I think it's important to all of us.
Well, you mentioned the potential this has to attract workforce, and we're seeing that with the NBAF as well. How well do you think this helps maybe retain some of those students to not only come to college here, but then stay and work here?
Brandon, you hit on a subject that's really important in the governor's mind, Governor Kelly's mind, in our legislative leadership and legislators' mind is, so we'll educate them. We want them to stay in Kansas. And right now, the latest figures we have are 70% of our graduates stay in the state of Kansas or the Kansas City metro area. But we've got to have the industry throughout Kansas, throughout this region, Kansas City, Wichita, and so forth, that has the jobs that our students can go and contribute to. It's kind of a chicken and egg thing. If you want really good businesses to locate here, you got to have the talent to support them. But you also, if you have talent and they don't migrate out of state, you got to, what comes first, the talent or the businesses? So to grow together, to grow talent together, to grow business opportunities together is the trick. And I know this is uppermost on the governor's mind. It's uppermost on our mind when we talk about economic development across the region, particularly in the state of Kansas. That's something that we really focus on at K-State, and we have real expertise there. But you hit on it. We want them to be able to stay in the state of Kansas and be in meaningful jobs. And so it's a business has to help, and universities have to help. It's both.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're a smaller community. Technology is improving. And I hear that so much. You know, Kansas City's got all the growth here. You know, we're 2 hours away from Kansas City. But, you know, with improving technology, there's room to coexist. We can have that here, and so can Kansas City.
So you're right. And I think, you know, a lot of work today is done virtually. So one of the initiatives we have just beginning in our computer science department in engineering is trying to, at K through 12, introduce people to things like coding and so forth. So we have this very IT literate, digital literate workforce grow up, and they might then go on and get a certificate somewhere, or they might get a bachelor's or a master's in computer science. But if they have that, you can work anywhere. You know, you can be in Colby, Kansas, and as long as you have the right speed internet there, you can be working anywhere. And I think the dream would be is that we can help with the lives of Kansans by just being smarter about how we get that education to them, those skills to them, so they can participate in the, what is the digital economy. Everybody knows that. That's what we're in right now. So we want to help lead that charge. But you're absolutely right. Physical location, while important, isn't the only thing you think about.
Yeah. Well, let's take a time out. We'll come back and we'll continue our discussion with Richard Myers, president of K-State. We'll talk facilities next here on News Radio KMAN. Great.